Genesis chapter 32. And Jacob went his way, and the angels of God met him. And when he saw them, Jacob said, "This is God's encampment." And he called that place Mahanaim. Then Jacob sent messengers ahead of him to Esau his brother, to the land of Seir, the country of Edom. And he instructed them and said, "Here is what you will say to my lord, to Esau. This is what your servant Jacob says. I have dwelt with Laban, and I stayed there until now. And I have acquired oxen and donkeys, sheep and men servants and maid servants. And I have sent to inform my lord, to find grace in your eyes." Then the messengers returned to Jacob and said, "We went to your brother, to Esau, and he also is coming to meet you. And there are 400 men with him." At this, Jacob was very afraid, and he was in a strait, and he divided the people who were with him into two, and also the sheep and the oxen and the camels, into two detachments. And he said, "If Esau comes against one detachment and attacks it, then the remaining detachment will be in a position to escape." And Jacob said, "O God of my father Abraham, and God of my father Isaac, the Lord who said to me, 'Return to your land and to your native country, and I will deal well with you. I am of little account compared to all the acts of kindness and all the faithfulness which you have shown to your servant. For with my staff I have crossed this Jordan, but now I have become two detachments. Please deliver me from the hand of my brother, from the hand of Esau, for I am afraid of him, that he comes and attacks me and a mother with her sons. And you have said, 'I will certainly deal well with you, and I will make your seed like the sand of the sea which cannot be counted for its abundance.'" And he lodged there that night. Then he took from what he could afford as a gift to Esau his brother, 200 she-goats and 20 he-goats, 200 ewes and 20 rams, 30 milk-giving camels and their young, 40 cows and 10 bulls, 20 she-asses and 10 ass-colts. And he handed them over to his servants, each herd apart, and he said to his servants, "Cross over before me and leave a space between one herd and another." And when he instructed the first, he said, "When Esau my brother meets you and questions you, saying, 'Who do you belong to, and where are you going, and whose are these animals in front of you?' you will say, 'They are your servants, Jacob's. It is a present sent to my lord, to Esau. And look, he himself is behind us.'" Then he instructed the second one too, and the third, and all those following the flocks, and he said, "With these words you will speak to Esau when you encounter him. And you will say, 'Here is your servant Jacob too, behind us.' For he said, 'I will appease him with the gift going ahead of me, and after that I will see his face. Maybe he will treat me benevolently.' So the gift went across ahead of him, while he lodged that night in the encampment. Then he got up that night and took his two wives and his two maidservants and his 11 boys and crossed the ford of Jabbok. And he took them and brought them across the brook, and he took what he had across. But Jacob remained alone, and a man wrestled with him until dawn arose, and he saw that he could not prevail over him, and he touched his hip bone socket. So Jacob's hip bone became dislocated as he wrestled with him, and he said, "Let me go, for dawn has arisen." But he said, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." And he said to him, "What is your name?" To this he said, "Jacob." He then said, "You shall not be called Jacob any more, but Israel, for you have wrestled with God and with men, and you have prevailed." Then Jacob asked him and said, "Please tell me your name." To this he said, "Why are you asking my name like this?" And he blessed him there. And Jacob called the place Peniel, for, he said, "I have seen God face to face, and my life was preserved." Then the sun rose on him as he crossed through Penuel, and he limped on his thigh, which is why the sons of Israel do not eat the thigh sinew, which is on the thigh joint, up to this day, because he struck Jacob on the thigh joint in the thigh sinew.